The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Not traffic jams, but queues outside Lidl shops during the week. People queuing from 5:30 in the morning, and what they were looking for was the latest must-have garden accoutrement, which is a hanging egg chair. $219.99 Lidl were selling them for, and I think people couldn't get enough of them. Because obviously, from May the 10th, just to clarify, not today, three households be allowed to meet in the garden. So that means one thing, we're all going to have to turn our garden kind of into the good room. So Dermot Mealy is a garden designer, and he's also a finalist in the TV show Super Garden, and he's on the line. And Dermot, good afternoon. You're going to tell us basically the idiot's guide to how to pimp our gardens.
Oh, God. Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
Good, Dermot. Dermot, I suppose we hear a lot about this notion of the garden as an outdoor room, and I suppose that's never been more apt. Now, we will all be trying to make essentially a kind of a sitting room in our garden, won't we?
Yeah, look, I think, I suppose I'm a designer. I'm designing a long, long time, Brendan, and I look at different trends and what's happening out there in relation to the gardens. And right now, I think, you know, with the whole lockdown, but even let's take a step back, I felt myself from 2014 moving forward as a designer, looking at trends and fashions and what was happening, that the Irish culture had changed quite a bit, and I think it was moving towards the home and garden. So I'm taken aback a little bit. I could see this moving for quite a while, and now I think lockdown starting the last year, now you have everybody sort of looking, and yes, the word outdoor room is used an awful lot and always was used an awful lot, but I think right now it's like it's just become nearly part of the house, nearly rather than a room.
Okay. So if we take it from the ground up, Dermot, every room needs a good carpet. Where do you stand on the fake grass? I've noticed the fake grass vans around a lot in my area. You know, clearly a lot of people going for it.
Yeah. So look, I suppose artificial grass is a bit of a taboo word. Some people like it. If I'm going into a garden, what I will do is I will ask the client themselves specifically, "Have you an issue with artificial grass?" Me, I'm sort of 50-50 on it. I use it in gardens. I don't use it in other gardens. Sort of listen to the client. Me, there's a lot of pros for the artificial grass. One would be a north-facing garden. If you are in an urban or suburban garden and it's north-facing, you're going to get it very hard to keep a real lawn, you know, looking really, really well. Go back 3 or 4 years, if you said to me artificial grass, I go, no, it actually doesn't look like art. It looks like artificial grass. It looks like, you know, it doesn't look real. But now, in the last 3 or 4 years, from an aesthetical point of view, artificial grass looks so good. Like, they even have detached the little brown little bits in it. So it looks very authentic looking. But like, there's a lot of pros, you know, if you
Yeah. But then, of course, look, we should say that we should all be rewilding our gardens now and looking after the bees and all that kind of thing. So there's that whole aspect to it. Is it very expensive?
It is expensive. It's a lot more expensive than putting in a normal lawn. Definitely, for sure, it is, because like there's no soil underneath. So people are using it as a patio. If you have a small back garden, you know, you have a patio and a small bit of grass, but people are using it as a patio now, where I might design it in as the artificial grass, because underneath the artificial grass is hardcore on a solid base. So you can use it 12 months of the year, like for little kids playing and what have you, but it also can act as a spillover patio or a patio.
Okay. Now, other features. You're a fan of creating an outdoor snug. Tell us what an outdoor snug is and how we'd get one.
Again, it's a word used, people call pavilions, outdoor rooms. A couple of us designers in the country, we have sort of come up with this term, outdoor snug. So basically, like a little outdoor room, it can be completely closed in, it can be partially closed in, but it's just like a snug, like a warm area, a retreat area. You can go into the garden and there might be a little bit of fireplace in it, it could be a little heater lamps. So more now than ever, people are looking for a sort of a hangout. And also another reason why people, and I would design them into a garden, is teenagers coming up. Teenagers are not really going out to the pubs as much as they did. So what's happened is it's becoming a little hangout on a Friday evening for friends to be brought over to the gardens. And it's like out in the garden away from under the eye of the parents.
But at the same time, they are under your nose as well. Yeah. You know where they are and
for
stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
And so then I suppose we dicky all that up with things like the fire pits have become very popular. barbecues. The pizza ovens are very good. And you can kind of get them at every price range, really, can't you?
You can. Yeah, and you can pop them into the likes of these outdoor snugs, you know. And even coming off the snug, you can have like built-in barbecues and fire pits and all that sort of stuff. Sectionalising a garden where you might have one area where it might be designated for the fire pit is a huge little thing. Obviously, your snug that we're after talking about. Outdoor barbecues, these green eggs is another big thing that people are using at the moment. So there's loads of little bits that's been used, and everybody's getting more proud and proud of their garden and spilling out onto social media, people vlogging about their gardens and getting their gardens done and designs they're going to be doing. So, you know, a lot of stuff has really come into the foreplay of the garden.
Okay, now, if we're not getting a designer in, which most of us aren't, let's face it, for the garden, right? Yep. What I didn't know is that there you can obviously kind of dicky up the garden with lots of bits and pieces as well, of cushions and all that. There's actually fashion in gardens. So I didn't know Scandi is quite in, as is a Hamptons look in the garden. Just explain that.
So Scandi look is actually just short for Scandinavian, where you have a lot of throws and sort of like the colour palette is blacks and whites and brown textures. And again, a lot of garden little bling, like as in cushions. But it's a sort of a style, like a black, a brown, a white. It's compound textures. It's nothing too loud. You know, and that's sort of the Scandi vibe, using a lot of raw materials, like maybe, you know, rustic railway sleeper. Scandi, again, would lead to that sort of rusticness of the type of style of design. But other styles are there at the moment. Like, you know, contemporary is still quite big for a lot of homeowners. You know, clean cut lines, you know, sheets of water coming down. Water, again, is another huge thing that's coming into gardens. Quite easy building a water feature as well. There's a lot of little DIY, little YouTube videos.
Really,
a lot of stuff,
okay.
A lot of stuff, Brendan, to be honest, is easy. It's easy done. Like, there's loads of information out there to make a lot of stuff. Like, you know, like I even seen some of your own colleagues there, I do follow on social media there, and you know, during lockdown they've put in little retaining walls and fire pits and built-in seating, and again it's just all looking at little YouTube videos.
Okay, so look, so the information is all out there. You don't have to get an expensive designer. And look, I think all the shops now and all the places where you get a bit of value are all doing good outdoor stuff now. Dermot Melia, we'll talk to you again. Thank you very much for that.
Take care. Thanks very much, Brendan. Talk to you soon. Take care.